Chicago, the city of heroes. Made by more than glass, brick, and steel. It's made by the people who devote their lives to it. They protect, they serve, they heal. These are their stories. From executive producer Dick Wolf comes the next series in the Chicago trilogy.
Follow me into the jungle.
Dave Plyer back with you on 720 WGN. So Emmy Award-winning executive producer Dick Wolf delivers a third Chicago-based series, Chicago Med, the newest installment of the compelling Chicago franchise, an emotional thrill ride through the day-to-day chaos of the city's newest state-of-the-art trauma center and into the lives of the courageous doctors, nurses, and staff who hold it all together. Now, through it all, familiar faces from Chicago Fire and PD will intertwine with Chicago's newest medical heroes. It premieres this Tuesday at 8 Central on NBC, and joining us tonight is one of the stars of Chicago Med, and that's Nick Gelfis. Good evening to you, Nick.
Good evening, Dave.
We were just talking right before we started the conversation that we need a Chicago law, and you had a recommendation as well.
Streets and sanitation.
Chicago streets and sanitation. Let's just keep going, man. I love it.
Chicago bookies, Chicago morgue.
Oh, there's no underground crime in Chicago. I don't know what you're talking about. There would never be a bookie show. Never, never, never.
Of course not. Yeah, I misspoke completely.
Well, congratulations, first of all, on the new gig. Yeah.
Thank you.
And you're a Midwest guy. You grew up in Cleveland, went to school in Missouri. When did you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to get into acting.
Eighth grade, I started. I caught the bug.
Very cool. And I know you eventually moved to New York, where you made your stage debut. It was Midsummer's Night Dream. Bebe Neuwirth, who, you know, most people know from Cheers, but she's huge on Broadway. Christina Ricci, right out of the box.
Yeah.
I'd say that's a pretty good gig.
Oh, absolutely. I was thrilled. And I actually received a little bit of a newcomer award for that show. And it was like the best outstanding newcomer. And and that money went directly to my roommate at the time because I got his bike stolen.
Oh, great. How did that happen? So,
well, I went in to get some medication at a Duane Reade, and thieves are becoming a lot more crafty these days because they got right through this lock that I had on there. Mm-hmm. And almost as a screw you to me, they got rid of the bike and then they put the lock back together around the tree that I had it around.
Oh,
and I'm like,
oh, wow.
That's impressive.
That was impressive.
So anyway, yeah, no, it was, but that Classic Stage Company is really well established and well known for their craft, their well taste and talent and all that. So it was great.
But still, you know, right out of the box, doing something on Broadway like that, regardless of the first check going to the bike, I mean, that's a pretty exciting moment in life.
Yeah, well, it was off Broadway, but it was very exciting. And I come from the theater, and I think it played a huge impact on how I prep even for TV and film these days. So starting in theater, I have 2 degrees in pretending, I say, and it's all in theater. So it served me very well.
So you eventually moved out to L.A. What got you out to Los Angeles? What moved you to the U.S. coast?
Well, I went to New York right after master's graduate school, and I had a manager that I've been with now for 4 years who's sort of been my mentor and everything else, parent in the industry. And I went to her at a certain point after 2 years in New York, and I said, you know, I keep on sending these tapes over to L.A., and I tape here, and then they go there. And every year there's a pilot season with the first 4 months of the year, and I'm expected to be there because that's where most opportunity is for TV. And I said, well, why don't I just go? And I felt ready. I mean, I had always wondered if it's where I should be, but and one day I'm like, you know, I think I got to get out there. And she said, go west. And that was that. And
there's something to be said about the karma of being where you want to work and being in that area and being readily available, and really changes your psyche a little bit because you're probably a little bit more hungry when you're sitting right there.
Oh, no doubt about it. Literally. that's part of the struggle. You have to find the romance and the struggle, and I knew I had people on my side, but there was no real invitation. So that's the risk that comes in. They always say you either go out to L.A. with representation or an invitation, and I had one of the two, but it proved to be the best move of my life because, you know, part of the battle is knowing what it is you want to do, and then the other half is going out and doing it, and L.A. certainly has the most opportunity going on still for itself, even though a lot of other areas are competing on a different level than there ever has been. So, but spent 3 years there, and then this opportunity for Chicago Med came around, and there's no looking back. And now I'm in Chicago.
Yeah, you know, and I was looking at your resume so far. You know, you did The Good Wife, The Newsroom, Longmire, Shameless, Army Wives, Blue Bloods, a lot of dramatic roles, which is cool. So you got right into, by the way, some of the biggest shows on television. And then you did It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, kind of a comic turn. What do you like doing more? Because that's a really funny show.
I had every expectation of doing more comedy than I was, but as an actor, you love to play in all areas of it. All of it, it makes you salivate, so to speak. So I never sort of discriminated either drama or comedy, but it was a little shocking, and you take what you get. But there will definitely be more comedy to be had at some point.
Now, you just mentioned, you know, you got Chicago Med. Now, you already appeared in Chicago Fire as Jay Halstead's brother, Jay, who's a detective on the hit series, played by Jesse Lucifer, who's been on our program before. Let's talk about Chicago Med and what brought you out here, because it's a kind of a cool story coming back out to the Midwest.
Yeah, well, casting director Jonathan Strauss, who's done all the Law and Orders and is now a part of the Chicago franchise, called me up, said we have a role that we need a brother of Jesse Lucifer. You look like him. You've been in with us. We know you. And he sort of went to bat for me. And he does a brilliant job casting and everything that he does. And he said, would you be willing to, you know, come on out and we have the idea of Chicago Med, but if nothing's for sure. You'd start on Chicago PD, then you go over to Chicago Fire, and there'd be a backdoor pilot for it. So it wasn't your traditional audition for a pilot and then see what happens. Chicago Med was born just how Chicago PD was off of Fire. And so that's what ended up happening. I came on PD, I became the brother and then the medical brother. And then we did the backdoor pilot. We blew up the hospital. And when we realized we got picked up, we rebuilt the hospital. And now we've got a much bigger team and cast, and we've been bulking it up.
So you're saying I got a chance to star in Chicago Streets and Sands. You think that's possible for me?
Oh, you most definitely. I'll put in the word with John.
Yeah, would you please? Now, to research these roles, and I know this happens on Fire and PD to everyone I've talked to. They're working with firemen. They're working with police officers to really learn, you know, the streets and how things really go so that it is as realistic as possible. You spend some time shadowing real physicians at Cook County Stroger Hospital.
Exactly. An invaluable resource, obviously for the medical side of things. But if the objective for an actor is to portray life, a hospital is one of the top areas you can go and experience all of that. I mean, you're looking at people coming into an emergency department not to try the cafeteria food. I mean, these people, there's some dark moments going on in these people's lives. They're very vulnerable. And you can't hide when you go into a hospital. You're coming in, they're cutting off your clothes. You're completely open and every asset. And and it's already changed me as a human being just seeing all of this. But there is no other way to prep for a role than to go out and actually witness professionals doing it. It's essential. That is gold for an actor.
Well, and I heard, too, you were so convincing in the way you looked and the way you were participating in whatever you were doing that, you were being asked to do things there.
Yeah, and then I almost needed to be put on a gurney and have some things done with my heart because, you know, you go in and of course, I'm not introduced as the actor coming in to snoop around. I am told I'm a med student. I am a second-year med student, so I know a little bit, but definitely not enough to be questioning any sort of right. theory. And so, yeah, I was asked to turn down some guy's oxygen.
Oh.
A very, you know, small task, but if not done right, could do some damage.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I tried to go with it. I said, oh, I'm not familiar with this setup. You guys keep your oxygen? Right there, it's the green one. And now I look at every other hospital I've been to. And, yeah, it's pretty universal. It's a green nozzle. And,
<That's>
of course,
funny.
I didn't know which way to turn it. And then they asked me, and then only one. I spilled the beans and I was an actor because I had to at a point where they asked me to use the stethoscope and check the guy's breath sounds. And I said, oh, I'm not hearing anything. And the nurse looks down, then looks back up at me, and then grabs the stethoscope and turns the head over. And she goes, how about now? And I go, okay, I am an actor. I'm here. And the cat was out of the bag.
Well, I have to assume they tell people around you that because they don't want any distractions or starstruck or anything like that. So they're trying to keep it as real as possible so people stick to doing their jobs. But that's a great story. I love
Absolutely.
That story. I love that story. Now, your character, tell me a little bit. Well, first of all, talk about the show. Like, you know, what is the show all about? And we'll talk about your character and some of the other characters.
Well, the show, it's a one-hour medical drama. And it's following a team of courageous doctors who deal with, who devote their lives to protecting their and serving and healing their community. It's about heroes. We're dealing with edgy medical techniques and questioning, having a good versus good over ethics and what should be done. We're keeping very current, up to date with what's going on with science. And at the end of the day, it's interacting with the Chicago PD and fire. I mean, this is the third installment, as you said, to a franchise that's already been established. And it is history in the making. This has never been done on television before. Dick Wolf has had this idea for a while with the Law and Orders, but now is able to execute it with the Chicago franchise. And it's an extremely exciting thing to be a part of. Chicago has got some of the most innovative TV going on right now.
It really does.
And you have Chicago in the titles. It's filmed in Chicago. You have this really extremely welcoming group of people, very sincere with these values of right and wrong that are just it's very inspiring to be here. And it's not to mention the jobs. I think both shows last year hired over like 20,000 people. For extras and crew and the amount of money that they're being paid. It's amazing for the city.
And you got so you got Dr. Connor Rhodes, played by Colin Donnell. You got Dr. Daniel Charles, which is Oliver Platt, who's the Chicago Med's chief of psychiatry. And that's very cool. Sharon Goodwin, Apatha Merkerson from How cool is that?
Oh, Apatha's, she is obviously, Law and Order. She was the longest running character on Law and Order. She did over like 400 episodes as Lieutenant Van Buren.
Very recognizable. Very recognizable. Yeah.
And extremely lovable. I mean, she's a veteran. She's seasoned. She's all pro. And she's sweet as the day. I mean, she's unbelievable. And everybody involved is phenomenal to be working with at this point. Oliver Platt, of course, is Oliver Platt, and everybody else. We're just, it's very rare. That's what happened. It's a family. It's a dream for an actor to become part of one show, but with these shows, you get three. And what that means is you're working with a vast group, and it just so happens in this case extremely welcoming and talented, inspiring individuals. I mean, it doesn't get any better than that.
And again, filming all this in Chicago, you're in CineSpace a lot, which is the big production company here. But you've been out and about in the city filming as well, because everything's as realistic as can be. You're walking down the streets of Chicago.
Absolutely. Chicago Fire and PD especially. Our Chicago Med set is basically all within CineSpace, and we will be venturing out for personal residences or whatever reasons that need to be out of the hospital. But I do believe the Chicago PD and Firecast will be a little envious of us, because we will not have to brave the winters mostly indoors in our pajamas at work. Once again, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. Now, I'm on the board of the Broadcast Museum in town. We had an event with Chicago Fire and PD, all the casts, about a little bit over a year ago, and talked to Dick Wolf a little bit. And I know that he obviously, which is not always the case, likes his actors to work in the city where they're filming. So he does kind of require everybody to be living in the city. So what do you think of the city so far? I know you've been here before, obviously, but living here and being here every day, what are some of your fun experiences so far?
Eating.
Right,
which is also a necessity, of course. But as far the food scene here is booming, it's phenomenal. I mean, I haven't been to as many as I want to yet, and some of them are you can barely even get into. So because they're doing so well, it's. I mean, from the varying architecture, you have these. You have a huge sports scene. It's a true city. There is something here for everyone. It's really. The most American of American cities, really, is, and that's what Dick has said before. It's like the heart of the country, and it's true. And I did not need to be here that long to grasp all of this. It's got so much history, and it's a real privilege. I'll tell you that much. I mean, there are many places actors can be working, and Chicago is on the top of my list for sure. It's.
I have to ask you, what are some of your favorite restaurants so far? I mean, you must have a couple you've frequented more than once.
Au Cheval
In
the West Loop, Momotaro over on Lake. It's a Japanese restaurant there, and I'm trying to get into Alinea.
Okay, trying to get into.
Are you familiar with it?
Yes, and that does take a little work, but I'll tell you, wait until the series is on for about 2 or 3 weeks, and you'll have no problem at all.
Okay, all right. Hey, I'm holding you to that, Dave. If you don't get me into Alinea, I will not. I'll make sure Dick doesn't put me in Chicago Street and Sanitation.
Fair enough. That's fair enough. But you've had to hit like a Chicago pub, like a bar, like a neighborhood place. Because that, you know, although we've got some great restaurants, we've just got some great places to hang out and have a cold one too, you know?
Well, no doubt about it. I'll tell you, I'm experiencing Chicago through my research, most importantly. Cook County, if I ever have any free time, I'm there. It's the only way to authentically portray a doctor and do what I need to do. And as far as my respect and admiration for medicine and doctors, it's just skyrocketed, quadrupled what it had already been. But my character is also from Canaryville, which is, south side of Chicago. Yeah. So I recently visited Kelly's, which is, one of your
classic
pubs.
Yep.
And it was everything I hoped it to be and more, and once again, for research purposes. But, God, the people are amazing down there.
Isn't that great?
And everyone is so loyal. I mean, people, they're so supportive of these shows here, Dave. It's amazing. We're out on the streets, as you say, yes, we shoot a lot. I mean, you get to see if you're from Chicago, you get to see your hometown 3 hours a week. It must be a really exciting treat for these people. And when we're on the streets, they're around and supporting us and the love. And you can't beat that, because without them, we wouldn't be doing what we're doing.
Well, just what you said, we're used to movies and TV shows being filmed here. And, ER did a little bit here, but it was always like they'd come once a year. They'd film all their outdoor scenes. You'd
That's
see
right.
a few flashes of Chicago, mostly just the aerial shots of doing whatever. And that was it. So it was kind of like we felt as Chicagoans, well, you kind of came, used our city for a little bit. It was cool, but you're gone. It's the fact that you guys are all over the place. Like any time during the season that you guys are taping, you could see a couple streets blocked off. You see the big trucks out.
Yeah.
You see that's what's cool, because we know you're here, you know?
Absolutely. And like I said, it's a treat. We're embracing it every part of the city. And it's exciting. When we receive a script as an actor, it's like Christmas morning. You get this gift of language and you have to rip it open and start looking at it right away. And we start seeing all the spots in Chicago. And that is how we experience the city. We learn it through the work. And I can't think of a better way to be, experiencing life through doing what you love to do and places that you love to be. And that's why, there's no other way. We have to be here. We have to be living here to do this because Chicago has its own character. I mean, that's what it's about. Well, and as Dick reminds us, it all starts with the government. I mean, as far as the tax incentives, you know.
They've been very generous, and we want you guys here. And it creates a lot of jobs, too. So,
yeah,
good stuff. Well, looking forward to another great Chicago-based show from Dick Wolf. It's Chicago Med, and it premieres this Tuesday at 8 Central on NBC. Make sure you catch it. Thanks again, Nick, man. I appreciate you spending some time with us.